Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning and welcome to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We've a packed programme today featuring a brand new album by young London-based band Dinosaur, who are led by trumpeter Laura Jurd, several tunes from a new release by longtime friends and musical compatriots Brad Meldow and Joshua Redman, plus classic tunes from guitarists Jim Hall and Kenny Burrell. Starting then with the first outing, it's hard to believe that, for legendary alto player Charlie Parker. He was born in 1920 and raised in the musical melting pot that was Kansas City, and he went to New York in 1939, the following year being credited as one of the main creators of the musical language which changed jazz and indeed music forever. It's called Bebop, and Verve Records, who were founded by producer Norman Granz, who recorded Parker many times, have just released a new album called Unheard Bird, The Unissued Takes. It draws on material from the 1949 to 1952 period and showcases Charlie Parker in a range of different group combinations, including Latin Jazz Orchestra, All-Star Quartet, Quintet, Septet, soloing over strings, and Charlie Parker fronting a big band. Let's have a listen then to a Cole Porter classic. This is Alternate Take 756, number 4, as you'll hear the studio engineer introduce, of Night and Day.
7564.
Well, that was a wonderful version of Night and Day, an alternative take from the newly released album on Verve Records, Unheard Bird, The Unissued Takes, and it was number 756/4. You heard Charlie Parker fronting his big band there. And we'll hear another tune from that album later in the programme today on In the Moment. You are listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And today we're featuring a new album by London-based up-and-coming band Dinosaur. The band is fronted by trumpeter and composer Laura Jerd. She grew up in an idyllic rural Hampshire village, and this is her long-standing quartet of 6 years, but it's their first recording. There's definite shades of Miles Davis within this album, and Laura Jerd has said that Miles Davis is a big hero of hers. She loves albums like Bitches Brew, and she loves how he played the trumpet. Laura Jerd said that she likes music which embraces the listener in its volume, dynamism and energy. And on the albums, when she plays the trumpet, she plays it without effects. And she likes how that sits so naturally with electronic sounds. So let's have a listen to this album. It's called Together as One, and it features Elliot Galvin keyboard, Connor Chaplin bass and Corey Dick drums. And this tune is called Primordial. We'll be right back. Well, that's a wonderful tune from Laura Jewett's band Dinosaurs' debut album Together as One, featuring their Elliot Galvin keyboard, Connor Chaplin bass and Corey Dick on drums. We'll be featuring more from Together as One throughout the programme today. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're also featuring several tunes from a new album on Nonesuch Records by Joshua Redman and Brad Meldow. It's called Nearness, and it was released on September the 9th. It's actually a collection of recordings made during a European tour in 2011. The album comprises three originals and three standards. And Mojo magazine, in a review of the album, said that magic always seems to happen when these two play together. They create a special telepathic musical synergy in each other's company. They've worked together a lot since the 1990s, but this is their first duo release. And we're going to listen to a tune by Charlie Parker, whose nickname was Bird, and the trumpeter Benny Harris, called Ornithology.
Yes, indeed. That was Joshua Redman and Brad Meldow there playing the tune Ornithology from their new album Nearness, which is released on Nonesuch Records just on September the 9th. And that was recorded on November the 12th, 2011 at Teatro Fernán Gómez in Madrid, Spain. We'll be hearing another tune from that wonderful album later on today. Today we're also featuring an album released last week by Dinosaur, who are a quartet of young musicians. Although the band has been gigging hard for 6 years, it's taken until now for them to release their first album. And Laura Judd, the trumpeter who leads the band and the main composer, has said that she loves the band so much that she's waited until it felt really right to release the album. The album's music really felt bedded in because we did a short tour before we went to the studio, so the recording almost felt like another gig, and it felt part of their bloodstream, she said. We're going to listen to a particularly impassioned tune on the album, where Judd said that when she was writing it, she was thinking very much about enduring human values in the wake of the Brexit vote, which made her feel deeply sad. She said initially she thought they need to make a complete rage album, but maybe then she reflected and said that's the opposite of what we need to do. You need to make something that's a reminder of a very positive things. full of character, that tune called Awakening, and that was the band Dinosaur, comprising Laura Judd trumpet, Elliot Galwin keyboards, Connor Chaplin bass and Corey Dick drums, from their new album Together as One on the Chaos Collective record label. It's wonderful stuff, and we'll hear more from that album next out on it in a moment. Let's change tack now for a classic recording. We're in 1959 and we're on the Blue Note label. Kenny Burrell and Art Blakey played together infrequently during their long and illustrious careers, so this record of a meeting of jazz minds is a welcome occasion. It's a rather short set recorded live at the Five Spot Cafe, just called On View at the Five Spot Cafe in New York City. And as the dawn of the 1960s saw a new breed of jazz fermenting, Burrell, Blakey and other musicians proved you could still swing and remain melodic whilst creating new sonic vistas. We'll hear Bobby Timmons piano, Ben Tucker bass, Art Blakey drums, with Kenny Burrell guitar and a tune called Hallelujah. Thank you. What an amazing recording there. The tune, Hallelujah, and you heard Kenny Burrell guitar, Bobby Timmons piano, Ben Tucker bass, and Art Blakey with that wonderful drum solo there. And it's on an album called On View at the Five Spot Cafe, recorded live, obviously, in New York City in 1959. Well, that's almost it from this hour of In the Moment. Do stay listening. We've got more from our featured album, Dinosaurs, Together as One, and a fabulous jazz version of an ever-popular classic piece, Concierto de Hanway. To finish this out on In the Moment, more from Brad Meldow and Joshua Redman's new release, Nearness. Downbeat magazine said of pianist Brad Meldow he's perhaps the most influential jazz artist of his generation. Redman and Meldow worked together on an album previously featured here on In the Moment. It's called Highway Rider, in a larger group setting. In 2011, Meldow featured on Redman's album Walking Shadows, and Billboard magazine said of Redman, he's consistently explored stratospheric attitudes of ensemble interplay and improvisation. Let's have a listen to a tune now, written by Brad Meldow, and this is called Always August. Thank you.
Well, my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
Moving so slowly, I didn't notice it at first.